This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say Russia is mustering its military might in the country's Luhansk region. Kyiv suspects the movements are preparation for an offensive in the eastern province as the anniversary of Moscow's invasion approaches. Pope Francis is urging Congo's people to find it in their hearts to forgive those who have harmed them. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Francis made the appeal during a mass before an estimated 1 million people, many spending the night on the vast airfields of Kinshasa's Ndolo Airport. And past the hours before Francis' arrival, singing and dancing. The mass is the Pope's first big event in Congo and comes on a day dedicated to his call for peace and forgiveness in a country racked by decades of violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris led urgent calls for police reform Wednesday as hundreds gathered in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee for the funeral of Tyre Nichols, the 29-year-old black man whose fatal beating last month shocked the nation.
This is a family that lost their son and their brother through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
Speaking before an audience, including civil rights leaders and family members of Nichols and other black victims of police violence, Harris called for the U.S. Congress to act to curb brutality by law enforcement. The gathering took place at a church in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The past year saw little progress in tackling global corruption due to greater violence and insecurity, according to a new report. As Henry Ridgewell reports, there are some encouraging signs that corruption is being successfully tackled in Africa.
For the sixth year running, South Sudan, Syria, and Somalia are at the bottom of Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index. The report says conflict and corruption create a vicious cycle. The report says Russia's invasion of Ukraine last February exemplifies the threat that corruption poses for global security. The authors say Russian oligarchs have amassed fortunes by pledging loyalty to President Vladimir Putin, who operates with impunity in the absence of any checks on power. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Israel intercepted a rocket fired from Gaza Wednesday, the army said, in the latest outbreak of unrest that comes on top of after a U.S. diplomat visited the region. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
There were no reports of casualties or damage from the launch, which was not immediately claimed by any armed group in the Israeli blockaded Palestinian territory. It came one day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged calm during a visit to the region. And it follows cross-border rocket fire from the Strip last week in retaliation for a deadly Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank and a shooting attack outside a synagogue in annexed East Jerusalem on Friday that killed seven civilians. Dr. Robert, VOA News.
Authorities in Western Australia recovered a tiny but dangerous radioactive capsule that fell off a truck, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says after a six-day search,
it was 2 meters from the side of the road. The vehicle that identified it was traveling at 70 kilometers per hour when the specialist detection equipment picked up radiation emitted by the missing capsule.
A government investigation in Australia has been launched into how the capsule fell off the truck.
In the extremely unlikely circumstance that the capsule leaked, we will remediate the area.
The investigation of the mishap could lead to a prosecution. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gunmen in north central Nigeria have killed 8 people, including a divisional police chief, in the latest violence ahead of a presidential and parliamentary election later this month. Police and a security source said on Wednesday, police in Benue State responded to a distress call after gunmen blocked a road, forcing travelers to flee. I'm Joe Ramsey.